Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Well, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, which is actually your half-hour inspirational program. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 45 minutes. So I want you to go ahead and tune in with us, and we're going to have a fantastic show for you tonight. And again, I want to remind all of you all that you press 1. If you're going to call in at the 347-857-1769 number, press 1 on your dial if you would like to comment. We've got a very special featured guest that's going to be joining us this evening as we continue with our discussion from last night from the Dr. Jesse Walker Show here on your half-hour inspirational program. Tonight, we're going to extend the segment. The producers have given me the clearance. Go ahead and extend that for 45 minutes tonight. So we know that time goes real fast. Last night we were on for approximately 92 minutes. So tonight we're going to do half of that, which is going to be for 45 minutes. So we've got a great one for you tonight. We're talking about the spiritual relevance and COVID-19. That's what we're going to be talking about tonight. And I'm going to bring a lady in who is, just dynamic. I've had an opportunity to meet her, and I love her energy. Her spirit is just so positive. And I think that after you all listen to her tonight as I do a back-and-forth session with her with questions and responses and my dialogue, I think that you all are going to be very impressed with her. And especially her energy level, her knowledge base. And without further delay, let me go ahead, and I call her prophetess, Denise. She's also a life coach, and she goes by DPK. So I'm going to call her tonight Coach DPK. And her name is Denise Pallotte Kelly, and I'm going to bring her in at this time. Coach DPK, thank you for joining us this evening. You are the featured guest for your half-hour inspirational program, which is a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Thank you so very much for being here with us for tonight. Tell my audience about you, please.
You are so welcome, first of all. I am extremely humbled and honored just to be with you all tonight. God is just so great, and he's worthy to be praised. But I come to you by airway from Savannah, Georgia. And as my friend Dr. Jesse has said, I am a certified life coach and also certified grief recovery specialist. And I am just a lover of my God. So God is just so amazing. He puts people together. We don't always know why, but we two have just been phenomenal. So I'm honored to be with you tonight. Just want to spend this time with you answering questions, talking, and just getting to know the listening audience.
Okay, so Coach, you mentioned that you're a life coach and you do grief counseling as well. And what are some of the areas,
yes,
just before we get into the topic tonight, we're going to read a story in a few minutes, but we're going to take another minute or so to bring your introduction in, and because we want people to be able to reach you, because I am confident after this show tonight, people will want to get in touch with you. But before we get going, I want to ask that my audience that we always invite God into the Friday night spiritual program. So just bow our heads a moment, unless you're driving, of course, out there. Father in heaven, we thank you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us, even during this pandemic. We can see your hand of grace and your hand of mercy all stretched out about humanity. And, Lord, we know that you're not going to forget about us because that's not who you are. So thank you for the blessings. Thank you for my featured guests this evening. And thank you for those callers that will want to inquire and ask questions. And we praise you and we adore you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, amen, amen, amen.
Amen, all right, amen.
Yeah, so Coach here, what type of coaching services, just before we get into the story tonight, just quickly tell the audience what type of coaching, I know you mentioned grief counseling, and then how they can get in touch with you, either phone, email, office number, address, something like that.
Okay, well, I am a life transformation coach. And by that, I classify as a person that can sit with you, talk with you, but listen to you, because that's where we a lot of times fail. People are talking to us. We don't listen so we can hear.
Okay.
And in the issues that we have in life, even in being a life coach and helping people to transform their lives, even with the grief and loss, a lot of times we think of grief and the number one thing is death. Of course, that is going to cause you some grief and some trauma. But if you think through this pandemic, people are grieving right now. So I say grief and loss, because the loss can be anything. The loss can be a relationship that you did not see yourself losing, or that relationship ending. When we marry, we don't marry to get divorced. That causes you grief. Some people went to work on Monday, and on Wednesday, they were told not to come back to work because of the pandemic.
Right.
We've lost employment.
Right.
Go ahead.
We've got to kind of go speed up a little bit because this time goes so fast. So we were trying to get some specifics on the areas of counseling. We've got grief covered. Is there other areas that you do coaching in? And then just give us a phone number and an email, please.
All right. Well, my email, you can reach me at recoverymattersllc@gmail.com. That's recoverymattersllc@gmail.com. My telephone number is 912-417-6377. I do answer my emails, and our phone calls are answered within 24-hour periods. So if you call and leave a message, we will return the call to you because each call is important.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. All right. We're going to go right to the story, and then we're going to ask you all to speak on behalf of the story. If you want to be able to make a comment based on tonight's story, if you have a question for Coach DPK, then, of course, press 1, and we see the phone lines have already lit up already. So we're going to get to some of you all, and we'll come right back to 305-733 momentarily. All right, here's tonight's story. The characters are Dan and Edith. This is a continuation from last night's story. And tonight's topic is the spiritual relevance and COVID-19, spiritual relevance and COVID-19. Now, Dan and Edith have been married for 17 years. They have a family of four and have known each other since their middle school years, since they grew up in the same neighborhood. Their families are well acquainted with each other, and everyone has gotten along fine over these years. In fact, Dan and Edith grew up attending the same community church in the neighborhood. As such, they became well-versed in Bible teachings in their respective families. Now, with the recent influx of COVID-19, their four children, ages 7 to 17, they're asking a series of serious questions about spirituality and COVID-19, understandably. Now, many of the questions are, of course, foreign to both Dan and Edith, and as such, they simply don't know how to answer these questions. Now, with all the conspiracy theories surrounding COVID-19 and spirituality, Dan, Edith, and their four children have become extremely frightened as Dan and Edith conduct family worship reflecting on prophetic memories and stories from the Bible, which some of those stories from the Bible can be rather scary as well, especially when you get into Daniel and Revelation. Now with COVID-19, they wonder how this plays into the scheme of things relative to God's plan for humanity. Now, some of the fearful things that they are faced with and trying to find answers for themselves as well as their children include, now remember, Dan and his wife both are a little frightened. Here are some of the things that they're trying to find answers to. Number one, the spiritual ties with COVID-19, if there are any. Number two, prophetic signs from the Bible. You know, during prophecy, they talk about that there will be signs and wonders of signs. Number three, the mark of the beast discussion. A lot of people are not even familiar with the term the mark of the beast. And number four, one world order. One world order in preparation for the Antichrist. So a lot of people have not even heard about that. Number five, man's heart will wax cold. The Bible talks about that. Number six, men will become lovers of themselves more than lovers of God. Men will have this selfishness, this egotistical behavior, this narcissistic behaviors as well, that they're going to think so much of themselves and they no longer will be thinking about God. In fact, man will think that he created God. Number seven, knowledge will increase in the last days. And if you ask anybody, what we have on the computer today may be outdated in three months. Number eight, Daniel and Revelation, signs of the end times. This is one that, wow, there's some serious stuff that goes on with Daniel and Revelation. Number nine, natural disasters that are becoming more frequently as prophesied, like the earthquakes, the tornadoes, the hurricanes, twisters, the tsunamis, and so much more. Number 10, and children will begin to rebel against their parents even more so. You're going to find more of that. Now, with the uncertainty of all that is going on, Dan, as the head of the household, is not sure how to keep his family calm in a way to relax their ongoing, growing fears. As such, Dan, Edith, and so many other people wonder if there is actually a spiritual relevance that could result from COVID-19. They are so confused by what the medical world is telling them that seems to flip-flop from time to time and from day to day. The question is, and let's go to that caller. And, Coach, we're going to come back to you momentarily with the same question. And I want to ask the caller, 305-733, do you think Dan and his family have reason enough to be concerned? Let's go to the caller at 305-733. Is the caller there? Hello?
Yes.
305.
Uh-huh. I'm here.
Yes. And who do we have with us? And thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Hello.
Yes. Do you
Hi,
think
Dr.
that
Walker,
Dan?
How are you?
I'm good. Mm-hmm. How are you?
Good. Very
do
good.
You,
and the young lady caller. I mean, I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Coach,
special
Coach
guest.
DPK.
Coach.
Coach. Uh-huh.
DPK.
Very good. How are you this evening? Welcome.
Very good. Thank you.
Do you think Dan and Edith have reason to be concerned about spirituality and COVID-19?
Ooh. Spirituality and COVID-19. Ooh, spirituality is, when you think about it, it's not a really a concern. It's written. It's what the we should be not concerned about it, but definitely keeping abreast of it and aware of it. COVID-19, same thing. I don't know if they should be concerned about it, but yes, they should know about what thus said the Lord. And I guess if you're looking for me to say concern or fear of it, I guess when you think about it, because what is written is biblical,
right.
And it is real,
yeah.
What thus said the Lord, that men will become lovers of themselves, we will wax cold, and children will be against their parents, and man knowledge will increase. Yes, I guess they do have something to be concerned about. COVID-19, a virus is a virus is a virus. And I don't know how concerned they should be with COVID-19 any more than concerned about what's written in the Bible. I know for me as a Christian, and I'm concerned about both, actually.
Okay. All right. Stephanie, that's a good thought, and we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to go to coach in just a second. But I want to present this here. We talk about spirituality, and I get it exactly what you're saying with the spiritual component, and God did not give us the spirit of fear. When it comes to COVID-19, and Dan and his wife, they're both frightened at this point. And even though they grew up in the church, and I think that that's the human element, the human factor, because I just got word a day before yesterday that a young lady, about 35, mother of five, got the virus and thought that she would beat it. And 3 days later, she had deceased. And so how do you, Coach, and I'm going to bring you in with this one as well and ask, how do you, and she left her husband and five small children. How do you even, you know, you do grief counseling, Coach, here at Coach DPK.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
How do you even tell a husband and his five children, his little kids, that their mother is gone and you'll never see them again on this side? I mean, so should Dan and Eve really be worried? I mean, the spiritual part and COVID-19.
I believe yes, and not a worry, but we're human, first of all, and God created us, so He knows all about us. What we have to do is get ourselves to a place where we can recognize and we see God moving through what's going on. There's a statement being made. Now, this family and these families that have suffered such great loss because of COVID-19, it's difficult to tell those children and to tell that husband that his wife is dead, their mom is dead, they will never see her on this side. That family has to now make up in their mind, we're going to move through this because it has happened, and there's nothing we can do about it because life is not in our control. And we seem to get stuck on the fact that we're in control of things, but we aren't, because if we were, COVID-19 would not be imminent and it wouldn't be going through like it is right now. We're not controlling anything, but we have to make a choice. And in that choice,
okay,
do I live or do I die in this place? So
right,
with the family, they're suffering, and they're suffering a trauma now to their system, to their bodies, and then they may begin to question the word. But we've got
mm-hmm.
to reach out and call out to God, because God is the author and finisher. He created us, and He calls us back. So we
right.
have to get to a point where we just begin then just to trust that He knows best. That mom
okay.
may have suffered a terrible accident or something next year, but He saved her from that. It's
well,
it's difficult.
Well,
it's not
well, you know, it's amazing, Coach DPK, and you know, we've got so much to cover tonight, and we only have about 27 minutes left before the show ends. So I really want to be able to take some of my callers, and so if we can limit our comments to within 20 or 35 seconds, you all, because there's a lot to cover. And, you know, you're saying that she could have suffered. I'm looking at the spiritual aspect of this. She could have suffered a horrible accident. I mean, either way, she's deceased. The accident could have been horrific next year, but the fact of the matter is she died this year, a few days ago. Does it matter when it occurs? That, but you're saying that God saved her from what? Those children are still going to suffer. So help us to understand that part. And then, Stephanie, we're going to bring you in and ask you, how do you tell a family that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord in a time like that? And we would love to hear from the rest of you all out there. Press one on your dial if you want to speak to that issue or the story. Go ahead, Coach.
In a time where you're telling a family now that their loved one is gone, they're in a place at that particular moment where they're not hearing what's going on. You are not able to reach them at that moment.
Right.
The time and the action and the decision is going to have to be made that we're going to have to move from where we are because this loss has occurred. We can't change it. We can't make it any different. We can't make it any better. But it's going to take the commitment and the choice to live.
Okay. All right. We're going to ask you to stand by, Coach. Thank you for that. Stephanie, let's bring you in and ask, how do you tell that family? You know, as an elder, as a deaconess, going to that man and those children, perhaps 4, 7, and 9, how do you tell them all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord? How is that? Because somebody can interpret that as good.
Well, I don't know how people will interpret it as good. I just know if you are a believer in Christ, you know that there are two things that will happen. We will live and die. And then also another thing that will happen is that we will live forever in Christ if we rise again in that resurrection. All I can tell them is trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not into thine own understanding. Yes, we know one thing we will do. We come in this world to live, but we will die. And one day we will see live again eternally if we make our calling and election sure. I mean, I don't have any other words for anyone. I mean, I'm still grieving my mom's death. It's hard. It's hard, Dr.
Sorry.
Walker. And I'm
sorry.
Sure the coach can understand that as well.
Yes, we certainly do. And no matter how long it's been, and no matter how long it's been, and when you lose a loved one so close, I think that it's a life-altering experience that you never get over. And it changes your life forever, especially when you lose a mom. So I can relate to that. I've lost my mom and my second mom, which was a sister, but she was a second mom as well. So it's almost like I lost two moms. And so it becomes difficult. But we're going to ask you to stand by just a second, and we're sorry for your loss as well. Miss Stephanie, and let's go to 954-839. You're live on your half-hour inspirational programming with Dr. Walker. Who do we have on the call this evening?
It's Dr. Yolanda Green Samuel. I just wanted to listen in.
Okay, thank you very much. If you have a comment, please, by all means, we'd love to hear from you. While you're listening in, Dr. Samuel Green, let me ask you this question. Tonight we're talking about the relevance between spirituality and COVID-19. We just had a young lady about 35 years of age that left behind. She got the disease and was gone within 3 days. And, you know, I'm just wondering here, we've got our grief counselor on the phone this evening, Coach DPK. And how do you share with someone that, how do you go to those children and look them in the eye and simply say, you know, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. You tell a little girl, maybe 12 years old, that it's going to be all right. Your mom, you know, you'll see her again, when she doesn't even have a concept of what heaven is all about, or even earth for that matter. Dr. Green, help us with that, if you don't mind.
Good evening, everyone. As I indicated, I was hoping to just listen in, but I don't have a problem with sharing my thoughts on that. It's very
Thank
difficult
you.
For any child of a young age to comprehend or understand the magnitude of a death, let alone explaining the pandemic and how it's impacting lives on such a large scale. So to be very honest with you, that would actually take someone seeking counseling for that child to really be able to cope with grief. I think it would just take a lot more than just having a conversation from a loved one to really explain the depth of losing a mother or father to any type of illness or any type of situation, regardless of what it is, but especially with this pandemic, because it's so devastating, and it's taking out so many people. And I just think being able to have a conversation in general, not having an understanding as it pertains to adults, we're having a hard time grappling with it. So I think counseling is paramount to understanding first death and grief, and then the pandemic and its effect on our lives.
All right. Dr. Sammy Green, we're going to ask you to stand by. We thank you for chiming in. Let's go to the phone lines once again. If you're just joining us, this is your half-hour inspirational programming, which has been extended tonight to 45 minutes. My featured guest this evening is Coach DPK out of Carolina, and we're so happy to have her with us this evening as well. Let's go to the phone lines once again, and we're going to go to South Florida, 786-489, and then we'll go to North Carolina. All right, who do we have with us, and welcome?
Welcome. Good afternoon. This is Stephen. Just FYI, it was storming over here, so the phone could have some technical difficulties, storming and lightning over here. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon. Thank you for sharing that with us. So, Stephen, what are your thoughts on the spirituality and COVID-19? Wow.
Well, God is in control of everything, so he's in control of COVID-19, diseases, men, people, and everybody. So it's in God's hand, and he gives the devil permission to do whatever when he wants to give the devil permission. So it's in the control of the Lord, and we just have to be of mind, be of faith, be prayed up, and, you know, dealing with children, you just have to hold their hands, talk to them on a regular basis, and give them some faith, and they're not going to understand a lot of things. I'm saying they're looking at it as a death of a loved one, and this is when you just have to hold their hands, talk with them, and just, hold their hands as they go through this and work toward understanding in it. And because understanding may not come to years later, I had my father passed at a young age, and I didn't totally understand until years later. So it's just something we all go through, and it's life and death, and that's just something we're going to have to go through. So we just have to have faith, be prayed up, and hopefully got someone that can explain it to us.
You said a couple of things, Stephen. I need to address these couple of things. The studio picks up all the noise in the background, you all. You say a couple of things, Stephen, and that is you say that we have to be prayed up. I don't understand that terminology of being prayed up. And then the other thing, you say that there was one, it'll come back to me momentarily, but being prayed up, what does that really mean? That, okay, if I say 100 prayers, I'm caught up with, I don't need to say any more for another 3 or 4 weeks?
No, being prayed up is pray without ceasing. Just have faith in prayer and get on your knees and go in the closet. The Bible says, speaks of that. And just pray on a regular basis, every day, so many times a day, if that's what you prayerfully want to do. And it's just being prayed on a regular, consistent basis. People who have faith, believe in that. So, that's the route a lot of people do. Praying on a regular basis, 4, 5, 6, 8, whatever times you feel is necessary for you and your family. So that's what I mean by being prayed up. Just pray on a regular basis and keep it going.
Well, Stephen, and I don't mean to put you on the spot here, and we're going to get to our other calls in a moment, but you said something earlier about God gives the devil permission. So it almost seems like they have a collaboration. And the devil says, well, let me do this here. And he says, okay, yes or no. And then, prayed up, if we got to pray 5 and 6 times, is that an inference that, God didn't hear us the first time? Like, I had a young lady that came on, and she actually had the audience laughing, and we were all laughing because she said sometimes she pray and it seems like God is deaf. He didn't hear. So what are you saying? Is there an inference if we got to be prayed up 5 and 6 times a day for your family? Is that an inference that God didn't hear us the first time? And then is there a collaboration with God and the devil by God giving him permission?
Yes, well, it means, you know, God hears you without you even speaking when you think it. He can read your mind. He can think it. So he heard the first time, the second, third, and fourth. Some people feel good in doing that way. And Job is a real good story of Job, how God allowed Satan to mess with Job, but he said you couldn't kill him. So he took everything from Job. You know, the devil took everything, but Job was still strong and faithful in God. So that's where, you know, the faith, if you have Job's faith, that's some powerful, powerful stuff. Most of them may not have that, but that's some powerful stuff. I was reading Job the other day. So, you know, that's why he said, devil, you can do and make him poor and bring him down to his knees, but you cannot kill him. So those are the things that happen in the reading of the word of the Bible. So we just got to, you know, it's challenging. I tell you, it ain't easy. It's challenging, something we as humans have to deal with.
All right, Steve, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to North Carolina. Then we're going to get Coach Frank in and some of our other callers. Stephanie, we're going to ask you to stand by as well. Let's go to North Carolina, 919-272. Who do we have? And welcome.
Okay, this is Christy. I heard everybody's comment. And just as most of y'all have said, for Stephanie, who's lost a loved one, I've lost a loved one some years ago. And at the time when you have lost a loved one, it is very, very hard. And it takes years to be able to recuperate. You never forget them, of course, but you never want to forget them. But your faith and trust in God, and the devil will play with you, but that is truly when you have to really trust in God, as most of you all have said, because if you don't, then the devil will play with your mind that he will want you to go out there and commit suicide, I mean, do all kind of things, along with losing my mom and daughter in some years ago in 93, then it took a lot of my faith. It took a lot of me praying and asking the Lord to help me to be able to get through that. And then, of course, my sister, losing her a couple of years ago that I had been taking care of, then it's like it starts over again, and I'm like, but still, if you have been reading your Bible and studying your Bible, you know that one day you have that blessed hope. We grieve like those who have no hope, okay? But, yes, we are human. It's going to hurt. But again, if you just hold on to God's unchanging hand, he will see you through. I am a living witness that he will see you through, but it's just going to take time. Time heals all wounds, and how much time it will take other people, nobody could tell you that. No one could tell you that because we're all different.
All right. Christy, we're sorry for your loss, and thank you for sharing that. Let me go to Coach DPK and bring her in. And DPK, I mean, what are your thoughts on when we talk about spirituality? And I heard Stephen say that, you know, pretty much the devil has to get permission from God. It almost sounds like that's a collaboration. Well, God, let me negotiate with you, even with your servant Job. And God even suggested, have you considered my servant Job? Doesn't that seem like they're in some type of a collaboration or negotiation, or is that the case? In your opinion,
you know, it does seem like that. It does seem like that. And let me say, you all have my condolences on all of your losses, because that is a trauma indeed. And I heard one of the young ladies, before I answer that question, said that time heals all wounds. But let me say this to you. Time with no action becomes just time passing. So you've got to take some action for yourself to be healed, and that's where you go back to that prayer closet, and you're trusting God to be there, because in order for us to get out of the place that we're in when we're experiencing these deep griefs and traumas, the only way out of it, we tend to want to go around, over, and under things, but we've got to go through to get out. And that has to be our goal, is to get out of that place where we are, where we feel so lost and so disconnected. Now, with the question about God and the devil collaborating, You know, God created all of us. God created the heavens and the earth. And he allows things to happen because he has given us at birth the choice. Do I go over here with the tricky one, or do I stay over here with the one who's created the heaven and the earth, the one who can give me all that my heart, all that I need, and even our heart's desires? So then we got to get into this choice thing again, as I said. And the moving forward is, it has to be our choice, not to stay stuck where we are. We have to choose to move. Understanding, we may not ever understand, because mm-hmm. some secrets are God's alone, and they're mm-hmm. not for us to understand.
Okay, well, Coach, with that in mind, and Stephanie, I want to bring you in just a second. Let me go to Stephanie first, and then I'm going to come back to Coach.
Okay.
Stephanie, if that's the case, that then we can look at the entire world. We can look at humanity, mankind, man and woman. And if that's the case, then there's, you know, none of this is our fault. I mean, this battle that's going on out here is likely to be in that spiritual realm between God and the devil, and God and
right.
his angels, and the devil and his angels. So then why are we caught up in the middle of this mess, you know, that we're having to deal with? And, you know, because it's a spiritual battle for reasons that
right.
we probably would never understand. So if that's the case, our bad behaviors, our conduct, our actions may, because God says none of you all are good. So, I mean, what's the point of us still striving? What's the point of us still striving if we can never be righteous? And I want to respond to that, my own question, when you're done. Go ahead, Stephanie.
We can never be righteous? No.
Yeah. So why not be bad?
Well,
I mean, if that's who we are, that's who we are. We're made from dirt.
I mean, right, but we understand that there's a spiritual war of good and evil.
Okay.
And, of course, we know what side God is on, okay? And we don't want to live in an evil, we don't want to just be evil. We don't want to, you know, of course, we are born in sin, shaped in iniquity, and as a result of Adam and Eve's sin, that's why we're in this situation, okay? However,
yeah.
we can live, we can be on the good side. We can be on, the, we can be good. We might not
okay.
be, we might sin, but we can still be good. Even though with what's going on in the world today, we can still live somewhat of a sinless life. That's
all right, we're
going to
take
thought.
Another call. We're going to take another call in a moment. But Stephanie, let me stay with you just for a second. And we only about 7 minutes before we close the show tonight. And Stephanie, so let's say you have two children. Let's say a boy and a girl.
Okay.
We call them Jack and Jill.
Okay.
Now, you mentioned Adam and Eve. You know, and it seems like they're the ones that got us in all of this mess. So you got your son and daughter, Jack and Jill. Jack is always getting into trouble. Is it really fair to punish Jill because Jack has also gotten in trouble? Help me with that, Stephanie.
No, why do we have to punish Jill? Because Jack is always in trouble.
That's what I'm asking.
Did I miss something?
So should we?
Oh, okay.
We didn't do this. Adam and Eve did this. So should we suffer the consequences?
What you're now.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
No, but remember, God has no respect of person. So we have to go through what we're going through, you know. And God said He will never leave us nor forsake us. It's not like we're being punished all the time. No, we're not being punished. However, we are going to go through trials and tribulations because
yes.
we live in this world. And we're
yes.
not exempt from it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
We all are
all right.
going to go through it. And is are you asking me, is it fair? I'm not going
no.
to ask that. I already asked God enough.
What?
I already know.
No,
don't ask me.
Okay.
I don't know, Dr.
All
Walker.
Right. We're gonna stand by. We're gonna actually stand by. Let's go to another caller. We got about 5 minutes, you all. I'm so sorry that the show goes so fast. Let's go to, looks like 407-757. Welcome. Who do we have on the air with us? And thank you for calling. 407-757.
That's not me.
All right. Yeah, 407-757. Perhaps they don't. We're only calling the first six numbers. All right. Let's go back to.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Who do we have with us this evening?
Yes. This is Yannick LeBron.
Okay.
I'm just going
Yannick?
Back on the question when. Yes. Good evening, Dr. Walker, and everyone
good
that's
evening.
On the air.
Good evening.
I just want to go back. Yes, I just want to go back on the question that you were saying that we can never be perfect.
Okay.
But you know what? God said in His Word, "Be ye perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect."
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The devil puts in our mind that we can't be perfect. But what God does with us, you know, He takes us from, you know, give us small victories of, you know, particular sins that, you know, so easily beset us that, you know, we keep going back to, you know what I mean? And He helps us to overcome those sins. So, you know, it's like it's something that, yes, we're not perfect, but we're striving for perfection. We're striving
okay.
for the day that, yes, before He comes, you know, we will be at that point that, you know, we don't have that desire to sin.
Okay, so, Yannick, you're saying before He comes, are you saying that we will be perfect before He comes? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
Yes.
Okay, so if that's the case, let me ask you this. What about the people who died? Were they perfect before? Were they perfect and Christ hadn't come? Or was that His time to come for them and they were perfect?
Okay. We don't know their heart. Only God knows the heart. So God knows that if a person has gotten to a point that they're not sinning on purpose, they're not, you know, doing it intentionally, because we have to be intentional on doing what's right, what's seeking God's character in our lives. When we ask the Holy Spirit to dwell within us, then we know that we are being spirit led and not leading by the flesh. You know?
Okay, right. Well, let me just share something with you all. I want to speak to a question that I raised as well. I believe that Yannick, you got it right in terms of we strive for perfection, although I don't think God even expects us to, this is just my opinion now, and I could be wrong. I don't think He expects the perfection to come. I think that God looks at us through His Son Jesus, which makes us righteous, by Him looking at His Son. And so then He doesn't see our imperfection, but He sees perfection because He looks through that glass or that microscope or that magnifying tool, which is His Son. And by Him seeing, He sees His Son's blood. And His Son says to Him, He says, "Father, my blood." And so when He utters that as our mediator, God now sees His Son who's righteous, and He sees us who, through His Son, makes us righteous. Let me go to Coach because we're down to like 60 seconds.
I think that's
Coach DPK. Coach DPK,
yes.
Let me bring you
yes.
in. Can you relate to that? God sees our imperfections through His Son, Jesus, which makes us righteous through His Son.
Absolutely. and I don't need to even expound on it. You've said it there. That's what God sees. And if we continue to strive, that's all He wants us to do. Jesus was the perfect being, and we're trying to be like Jesus.
There you go. We're going to just, Dr. Tammy Green, did you have another comment or no? You just still listening in?
I'm actually still listening in. I wanted to just go back to one of your listeners made reference to the death of her, I think her mother or her sister, and the grief and how she was grief stricken. When you're mourning, and there's no time limit on your mourning, and each one of us mourns differently. I was reflecting on the loss of my brother when he was killed in 2014,
Sorry.
Due to a hit and run. Thank you. Do for a hit and run. And I thank you all for your sincere condolences. It was very difficult. It was, I think, one of the most trying times of my life. I had to deal with things, and we were only 15 months apart. And I think she referenced to you have to act. And so she said, you not only do you have to deal with the grief, but also you have to thinking as she was speaking about the organization that I started from pain to purpose. I started an organization, Just an Accident Stop Hit and Runs, because I believe it was paramount for me to bring awareness, education, and to advocate for victims and their families. Prior to the death of my brother, I was hit in 2004. So 10 years prior to his death, I was hit by a hit-and-run driver, and the driver left the scene of the accident, and some good Samaritan went, saw what happened and went behind him and brought him back to the scene. But I remember what that felt like. And you talk about God, and you talk about, you know, how it feels to be faced with the situation when you have to have a conversation with God, and you ask, God, are you here? Are you listening? Can you hear me? Because I was on the side of the road in the dark, alone, after someone hit me, and I felt like I was discarded, and I felt like I was it was dark and I was alone. Like I felt like I was garbage. Like the person actually left the scene. So thinking about my situation and knowing that my brother had gone through and lost his life that same way just brought me to my knees. So as I was going through the mourning of my brother, I just could not, you know, fathom, you know, somebody going through this. So starting the organization helped me to work through my grief. So I'm bringing it back to full circle as to the question that you posed before about how we speak to our children as it pertains to COVID-19. This disease is taking people out left and right. So we're dealing with the death of people, but we're not only dealing with the death of people, we're dealing with a complete shift in how we operate. So having conversations with our children is paramount, but we also have to go a step further and get counseling. This is the time for not only adults to tap into counseling, but it's absolutely essential that we start to introduce counseling to our children so they can speak to their what they're seeing, so that they can understand, so that they don't have those lingering questions. We can't give them all kinds of answers and hope that they will get it. We got to show them get through it, because we ourselves are struggling. I grapple with it every day. So I know our children are suffering. Being a principal, being an educator, knowing that our children are in need of helping them get through this. That's where I'm having, you know, my concentration is finding ways to connect my students to counseling. So yes, tap into the academics as we go through this. Make sure that they stay connected to the academics so we don't have those big learning deficiencies. But I want to make sure my children are well, like their minds are intact. Because this thing is serious, and on top of it, we have all kinds of other ills that's happening. So there's a lot going on right now. And if we're not careful, we're going to see things happen with our children because they can't understand this. They've never experienced it. And if we don't have anybody having conversations with them, we're going to see some shifts as they get older, because we're not dealing with this properly. You understand? So, I've said a lot. But
we're out of time now, Dr. Samuel Green. We do appreciate your comments. We're clearly out of time. The producer is telling me we've gone over time. You can hear this show in its entirety 20 minutes after the broadcast, and we're going to ask Dr. Samuel Green. I heard that you're an educator, a principal, and we've got a future show coming up. Is the educational system truly fulfilling the needs of our children? That's a future show that we may do that one next week. They're going to give me the confirmation on it tonight. So we would love to have you as our featured guest when we do that topic. Would you perhaps be available next week, next Thursday, 7 p.m.?
We we are certainly on one accord. So you know, I have a conversation with you about that. I have no problem coming on and speaking with your audience.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Let me end this show tonight, you all. I've got my Facebook friends live. We're gonna wave to you all. Thank you all for joining us. Coach DPK, we want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us once again. All of the callers, those
You're
of you all
welcome.
We weren't able
thank
to get
you.
To tonight. Yes,
thank
those
you
of
so
you
much.
All that we weren't able to get to tonight, we do apologize. Join us back here live next Thursday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Of course, if you can't get by Thursday's show, join us back here live next Friday for your half-hour inspirational program. Until next Thursday or until next Friday, we do the show both nights now. And there are different shows. The Friday night show is a spiritual show. The Thursday night show is about relationships. So until next Thursday or until next Friday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night.